Welcome in to Locked On Cubs. On today's episode, we go over the latest prospect updates in the Cubs system as several Cubs dot the top 100 for a couple different organizations. We go over who might be crunched with Contreras and Happ staying put, and then we go over some fan feedback as we have received some nice messages recently, all upcoming on an exciting edition of Locked On Cubs.
You are Locked On Cubs, your daily Chicago Cubs podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
This is Locked On Cubs, as always, alongside Sam Olber. I'm Matt Cozy. Thank you for joining us for a Thursday episode. The Cubs were postponed in their ball game here on a Wednesday night against the Cardinals in St. Louis. They will play a day-night doubleheader on Thursday. Sam, how's it going?
You know what, Matthew? I just thought of that if somehow, some way, the Cubs win both ends of that doubleheader, I can get the broom back out here tomorrow night.
Wow.
Because technically that's a sweep of a doubleheader.
Right. You win the series, which would be nice.
But yeah, you know, any time. I mean, we both know that's probably not going to happen. I have not worn my Cubs hat in a while because we haven't won a ball game in a while.
And so that's the stipulation. That goes back on during airtime if they win.
If they're on a win, and I get to debut my new jersey after our next win, which may come at the end of August.
I hope it comes tomorrow on Thursday.
I hope so too.
What's real quick, actually, let's just quickly do an update. I just said quickly twice in a row there. Justin Steele was pushed back to Friday. I don't know if you saw that. It's going to be Stroman in the afternoon game and the ever elusive TBA in the nightcap.
Interesting that they pushed him back there. I wonder just, you know, get him a couple of days because, you know, he's not going to pitch that many innings as the course of the year. So who would be the candidates to start that baseball game? It can't be Samson. He pitched Sunday. Well, Drew Smyly's still in the ball club.
Oh, it might be Drew Smyly, Drew S.
Or you know, Wade Miley had a rehab start tonight, so it's not going to be him.
Right.
How did that go? I haven't looked at that yet.
Yeah, I got to look into that.
Yeah.
We probably should have done that.
That's all right. I can look at it right now. I didn't see any tweets. Did he pitch?
I hope he did. Yeah, that's true. I didn't see any discussion.
Yeah, well,
there was a whole 3-hour rain delay. Nothing on Miley. I think they played at 3:00.
I haven't seen one thing on Wade Miley here.
Yeah, well, I think he maybe got lost on his way to Des Moines.
Here you go. 3 earned runs, 2 1/3 innings of a rehab start today, AAA Iowa. So that's back-to-back really rough rehab outings for Mr. Wade Miley.
Interesting. Okay. Well, maybe it'll be Michael Rucker to get the ball.
No. Don't say that.
Okay. All right. So obviously the present team, you know, a lot going on with them, and we only touched on it the last 10 episodes. A lot of airtime with that, including bonus shows. You can go back and check those out.
Are we talking trades today?
No.
Or is that over finally?
No, we're not talking. We're
because if Miley
loosely talking trades later, but not specifically. No.
Okay.
No, you're a little fatigued.
I have trade fatigue.
Okay. I think it's totally fair.
Yeah.
So FanGraphs has updated their prospect rankings. Baseball America a few weeks updated theirs. The Athletic Keith Law put out his new rankings. And there's a lot of Cubs on these lists. And the Cubs, as of right now, pretty much anywhere you look, they haven't updated the team rankings any of these places. But from what you can gather, they have a top 5 system.
Beautiful.
Top 5, top 6.
Beautiful. And that's really off of one major selling deadline.
Yep. And then Bruce Levine said today on The Score that by the start of next season, the Cubs are going to be probably first or second overall.
Wow. Bruce. Man, he's been around a while.
So in the new FanGraph rankings, PCA is 29th, Alcantara 75, Hernandez 80, Casey 97. And then a new name in a top 100 list, at least that I've seen. Well, Casey is too, but also James Triantos is 99th. On that list. So the Cubs have five players in 100 spots.
You know what? I'm disappointed in you a little bit, and I'm disappointed in myself. We've talked for 5 minutes and not acknowledged the passing of the great Vin Scully, first episode that we've had. I just want to say that really quickly before we get into it.
Yeah.
You know, in my opinion, the greatest broadcaster of all time, and somebody I love to listen to that brought great comfort in my home, especially when the MLB Network came and I could watch a lot of Dodgers games at home.
Late night.
So, yeah, just rest in peace to Vin Scully. And that's something, a field you know much better than me, so you could speak to it. But I'm sorry, I cut you off because I wanted to open with that and I forgot. So go ahead.
Well, you know, the thing about Scully, Sam, you know, he was just doing games in 2016.
Yeah, 67-year career.
He was 88 when he retired.
Yeah, it's like Hubie Brown. He still announces games. He's 89.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable. I'm sorry.
It's so impressive.
Continue your thought. What a talent, though.
Well, as we border on present and future at the same time,
yeah,
I think there's something to be said about being legitimately excited for the system, but specifically these five guys, because these are the names that you see everywhere.
Yeah. I've been very high on Alcantara. I've talked about on this show that I think Canario has a chance. I mean, he's older, but they have pretty similar skills types. And then, you know, the five names you mentioned is the five big ones. But I also – Jordan Wicks is starting to pitch.
That's really exciting, isn't it?
You know, DJ Hertz and now Wisniewski.
Ben Brown.
No, but they're very loaded. The question is just going to be, you know, when do these guys come up? How do they deal with the growing pains? And can they find a way to bridge it so they don't have to have – because, like, what's shaping up right now, Matt, would be just using the 2016 season as a reference.
Sure.
Next season is shaping up to be like the 2014 season for the Cubs, where everybody starts coming up, you start getting excited, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think the Cubs can afford another season of low 70 wins. And I mean that literally, by the way. I don't think they could afford it. They need people watching marquee. So the question just going to be, I don't think there's a very big question of if the Cubs are going to be good again anytime soon. I think they are going to be very good soon. The question is, how soon is it? How active are they going to be in free agency to bridge that? Okay, we know we have a great system. They're coming. How do we bridge that so we stay competitive? Because as much as I've been on the side of Jed Hoyer during this, let's call it a rebuild, I said this on our old show, I'm fine with this year. You can have this year. I'll give you 2022. We stink. We can't be bad again. Can't be bad in 21, 22, and 23. We can't do another 3 years. That's not fair. So how are they bridge it? But in terms of the system, that job, like I said, that's a check mark, man. They rebuilt that system, and they rebuilt it fast, and they rebuilt it really, really well.
Keith Law updated his ranking, Sam. PCA's 28th, Alcantara's 60. And then a name not in the top 100 for FanGraphs, but still on Keith Law's list.
Brennan Davis.
And high up. At number 35 is Brennan Davis.
Yeah, no, I mean, you have Davis, PCA, Alcantara, Triantos, Christian Hernandez. Like I said, I'm a fan of Canario, Owen Casey, Wicks, Killian, now Wisniewski. There's so many of them. It's, you know, there's a lot of really good ones. And, you know, I mean, they're hitting. I mean, that's why the Mets didn't want to deal for Contreras, because they felt like they got hustled in the PCA deal, because PCA, you know, by this time next year could be one of the 10 best prospects of baseball, and Javier Baez is hitting ground balls for the Tigers.
That's right. That's right.
And lead the league in errors, by the way.
Three new additions from trades or also waiver pickups in the last couple of days. Wisniewski is 8th in the system now. Brown is 11th. And Kervin Castro, a right-handed pitcher, slides into number 29. Castro was picked up on waivers yesterday from the Giants, and he was put on the active big league roster today.
Good.
Castro has pitched a few innings in the big leagues. he profiles really well. In a season like this, you take a chance on a guy like that.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk about in a little bit, you know, not being able to trade Happ and Contreras. It limits those opportunities of to be able to take a chance on some guys like that. So, you know, to have those pitchers and there's a couple pitchers that I'm excited to see here down the stretch get an increased opportunity. And I'll tell you, one of them is Rowan Wick. I mean, he has been the last after he's
the
had
Cubs
that
closer
after that disaster stretch that he's been on. He's been hitting like 97 on the gun consistently. I'll be watching him.
You know, those prospects to me really sparkle. And you know what else sparkles right now?
Blue Nile.
Right. How about a little jewelry? Make your moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. There are two parts to Blue Nile. You have the wedding business and also the everyday fine jewelry business as well. Going on right now with them is the Blue Nile anniversary sale. Save up to 40% on classic fine jewelry pieces and 25% on engagement ring settings. Plus, every order is insured, ships free, and arrives in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Shop stress-free and find your forever piece of jewelry bling. Go to BlueNile.com today.
You know what, Matt? I wonder if I could call the Blue Nile folks and get my chain fixed because it's broken. And if you're watching on YouTube right now, I'm showing it to the people. It doesn't connect. I wonder if we have a little deal we could, you know, maybe get a little free repair. But go ahead.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah. That'd be nice. And thanks for the chain update.
Yeah, yeah. Good one.
So Contreras.
Go Cubs, huh? There's a ground ball to third. Wisdom bobbles. It's six there in the last 3 weeks.
It's 10:21 p.m., 79 degrees. Oh, I thought I was on WGN. Sorry.
No, Tom Skilling hasn't got the weather right in a long time. No, I'm kidding. Tom Skilling's a legend. God bless
him. He's the GOAT.
Yeah.
Hey, Contreras and Happ stayed put. That's breaking news. Kidding. But in all seriousness,
I have bad posture. Go ahead.
I was anticipating the likes of Frazier, Crook, Hill, Mervis, all potentially playing for the Cubs this September.
Velasquez
he's on the team already, but yeah, getting more ABs.
Yeah, Ortega's still going to get ABs every day.
Well, and I'll get to him. You know, there's definitely some consequences for that group of guys.
Yeah, you know, I think.
What a goofy show!
I think that having Happ and Contreras on the team, obviously, those guys have to get the ABs every day. They're really good players, but you can't shake your head, Matthew. What are they going to do? Say, hey, we're go to the IL. These guys are prideful professionals.
Not that severe, but I am wondering if they could slide them around a bit.
Yeah, they could slide them around, but they're still going to get the bulk of ABs.
100%. 100%. You're right.
Because that's just not how, that would be a bad look. So, you know, you're not going to see as much Velasquez as you thought you were going to see, which stinks, by the way. I've enjoyed watching him. He showed some signs. You're not going to see, the Jackson Frazier situation. We haven't talked about that at an extended point, and I know we might not be able to today, but that, what an odd situation. Here's a guy that was a very high draft pick. The Cubs get him for upside. He gets 45 ABs, then gets DFA'd because they want to keep Jason Hayward. Then for whatever reason, no team picks him up. He goes back to AAA, hits pretty well at AAA for a while now, still hasn't got his chance. That whole situation's very odd to me. Maybe it's just me. There's a lot of things that are just me that people don't understand. Maybe that's one of them. But I find that a little bit peculiar.
Good word choice.
Madrigal's back. What does that mean? Are him and McKinstry in a battle for a roster spot next season? Will that go into spring training? Because let's just call it.
What would determine a battle? Do you think their play down the stretch here?
Yeah, I just think that Madrigal, I mean, you know, in fairness to Nick Madrigal, he's coming off like a really serious injury, and then he got injured again. But in the short time that he's been a Cub, it's just been very hard to watch offensively. And, you know, right. I don't know. You have Morel now. He's passed up Madrigal in the power rankings. Nico Horner's a stud, and then you're rumored to sign a middle infielder next year. Like, where does it look? You know, where do you see a spot for Nick Madrigal? So it'll be interesting to see how he does down the stretch. If he hits the ball well, you know, does he stay on the team, or is there a trade? I mean, I would assume the Cubs will be a little bit more patient with him, but acquiring McKinstry for Chris Martin, who's a very similar type player, you know, he whiffs a lot more than Madrigal, has more power, which, you know, those are obvious for both. Does that just made me question Madrigal. There's a lot of weird roster crunches coming up. I mean, like, when you look at this team going into next year, forget Contreras and Hap for a second. Let's just rule them out, because obviously if they don't get traded, you know, they're a part of this team, or in Contreras's case, if he just decides to go to free agency. I mean, how many guys are absolute 100% locks for the 2023 team? And I'm not talking pitchers. I'm just talking position players, just locks, like 100% locks. I'd say Suzuki, Morel, and Horner.
Three guys. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say Yan Gomes is a lock. I wouldn't say PJ Higgins is a lock. Right. I wouldn't say Patrick Wisdom's a lock. I wouldn't say Ortega's a lock. Rivas, Schwindel. I mean, none of these guys to me are locked.
Those
are the only guys where I would, you know, and boy, and by the way, everyone that called me out, I did donate to the Anthony Rizzo Foundation today for my last guarantee that failed on the Scott Efrost trade. But those are the only three that I would like guarantee would be on the roster next year. Like, gun to my head, pick three guys that you know will be on the Cubs team, position players: Morel, Suzuki, and Horner.
That's a good conversation point. And I would like to see Morel, McKinstry, and Madrigal, three M's, all in the same lineup sometimes. But it just, with Happ and Contreras, and to an extent Wisdom, it's just very difficult.
Yeah, I'd like to see a little less of Wisdom.
You DFA Schwindel and Ortega.
Well, there's going to be some DFAs coming. I think Schwindel's probably going to be ahead of Ortega on that list when Matt Mervis comes up. That's just me. I'd like to see PJ Higgins get ABs.
Right.
I mean, Higgins is older, you know. And the one thing I will say, Matt, that we do sound a little contradictory or hypocritical is we gave a bunch of ABs to Frank Schwindel last year, and he played amazing. And then this year it meant nothing. So, you know, how important are these 2 months? I don't know. I think for somebody like Nick Madrigal, it's really important. Suzuki is who I'm looking at. Like, I don't like, and I know you get mad at me for overreacting, but I don't like that he's in another funk again after hitting the ball really well off the break. I just don't like that. I want to see him pull the ball with authority more. You know, I don't want, say, a Suzuki to be a singles hitter to right field. I want him to hit 30 to 35 home runs on this team. I'm watching him, and we'll see what they do. I'll tell you, I'd like to see Morel just lead off instead of Ortega at this
100%.
I know Morel struggled
it's
there.
It's starting to get a little maddening, I feel like.
Yeah, I know Morel has struggled in the leadoff spot, and you want to take pressure off him, but just who cares? Let him go. Kid's got tools. I think it's a weird roster crunch. Happ and Contreras staying makes it even tougher, which obviously is not their fault. I'm interested to see what happens with Madrigal, man. I need to the Cubs as a team this year. I tend to ramble. I really care about this ball club. The Cubs as a team this year have done an awesome job cutting their strikeouts. But in doing so, they've become the highest percentage of hitting the ball on the ground team in the MLB. They hit a lot of balls on the ground. And at Wrigley Field especially, you don't want to do that. And I think Nico Horner's a pretty good contact guy. Morel whiffs a lot, whatever. You need – kind of, I guess my point is Madrigal has to show something here, I think, for his career this last 2 months. I really do. I think he needs to show a little something. I don't think he could finish the year with an OPS of a 560 and go into next year and have a fighting chance to be on this roster. That's just my opinion.
What were some things today, Sam, that got you through your day?
You got a grin on you. What got me through my day?
Yeah. You know, maybe any liquid, any food.
Yeah, both. I did digest both at some point today. I drank some water. I actually had an orange Gatorade today. That was after a workout. That was a nice change of pace.
The next time that you're looking for something in a pinch to help get you through the day, how about trying Built Bar? If you haven't tried Built Bar Puffs yet, you're depriving yourself of one of life's greatest joys. And guess what? There's a new flavor, delicious, indulgent cookie dough. That's right. Built has done it again. You're going to love the new cookie dough chunk puff whenever you need a snack for your workout, a late night treat, or just need to grab a quick bite. Built is the perfect protein bar, and they taste better than a candy bar. Ditch the calories, fat, and sugar, and grab yourself a Built Bar. Go to Built.com, use promo code LOCK15 to get 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCK15. We close out today's program highlighting some fan feedback we have received recently. Bryce from Iowa has been very active and interactive with us, Sam, so far. We really appreciate his support. I will say he did send two messages recently. One is a novel, which he admits, and number two is a bit shorter. I think we're going to read number two. Sound good? Well,
do you have like a
synopsis
of the novel? Yeah. If he took the time to write it, I'd like to at least hear what it is. It about is it about the Cubs?
Is it about the Cubs on Lockdown Cubs?
Well,
yes.
No, I just want to, you know, because maybe it's something. Maybe it's something he thinks we could do better. I don't know.
Yes, it's about the team.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not a Jed Hoyer hater, he says.
Oh, you're
but he feels like he botched the deadline.
Yeah.
It was obvious the front office wanted to trade Contreras and Happ. He realized that wasn't going to happen. He anticipated a similar return from last year. When he realized that wasn't going to happen, he got stubborn, wouldn't adjust the price, and it cost the franchise an opportunity to get some young quality talent, even if it wasn't what he expected to get. Amen. That is a phenomenal job of writing right there.
Amen, Bryce. If you watched the show or listened to the show yesterday, I said the same thing and everybody got mad at me for it.
And then the other thing he added was, what a shock, the Marquee podcast today sang Jed's praises for not settling for, quote, nothing, way to toe that company line.
Yeah, and there's no singing Jed's praises for not making a deal. That's common sense. If you weren't getting a good deal, we're not going to give you a round of applause for not making it. What we're upset is that you were you lined up that this deal was going to happen, and then you weren't able to make it. We're not going to applaud you for overestimating the market. There's plenty of things you could have done differently. And can I just say something that makes me laugh? I still have this. This has been here for like a week. Leave it right by my podcast station just in case, but the Cubs haven't won and I don't have any blue Gatorade left.
So it's just a prop.
Yeah, it's a prop. I haven't drinking this in a week, but
that's awesome.
I don't have any more blue Gatorade, which I use as my Cubs Kool-Aid.
Obviously, yeah.
So in case they win again, I just was going to show up, but it's been a while.
Oh my gosh.
Good stuff, Bryce.
Lance Walker sent us an amazing message with a photo attached. The Walkers from Trussville, Alabama. His sons Andrew and Carson posed for a photo with our show on YouTube on their big screen.
Phenomenal.
And their family there in Trussville. Locked On Cubs is their favorite show. And he said to give them a shout out. If we have time, we got plenty of time. Mr. Walker, and keep up the great work as well. That's from Andrew and Carson Walker.
Let me tell you something.
In Trussville, Alabama.
Andrew and Carson, let me tell you something. With the way the Cubs are playing right now, we got plenty of time for shout outs. And shout out to both of you. Have a great year at school. I don't know if people in Alabama are going to school, going back to school so fast, but here, I mean, people are starting school next week. So I hope Andrew and Carson have another week of summer or something. I mean, man, when I was a kid, I didn't go back to school. It's Labor Day weekend.
First day of school next Thursday.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You know, let me tell you something. The summer months are June, July
and August.
Okay, right. I don't mind starting school in late August, but who's starting school August 5th? There's still a lot of baseball to be played. Jeez.
Be sure to hit the subscribe button for Locked On Cubs on YouTube, just as Andrew and Carson did. Love to see that. Smash the like button on all your favorite Cubs content, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. You can leave us a voicemail or drop us a text, just like Bryce and the Walkers did today. 312-834-4634. Always enjoyable getting those, and we'd love to read those. Thanks for making Locked On Cubs your first listen every day. How about your second listen? The Locked On MLB podcast. Paul Francis Sullivan brings humor, passion, unique perspective on every team and the biggest stories around the league. Fun episode today. For Sam Olber, I'm Matt Cozy. This is Locked On Cubs.